When you hear someone say they are breeding white tigers to preserve the species, that is a lie. There is no species of white tiger. In fact, the white coat is a genetic defect, and white tigers typically have other defects like poor vision. In the very rare case where a white tiger might be born in the wild, they have a difficult time surviving. As cubs, they have no camouflage to help hide them from predators. If a white cub survives to maturity, think about its chances once it left its mother. Tigers have to sneak up close to their prey unseen to have a chance to catch the prey. A white tiger would stand out like a snowman coming through the jungle. No white tigers have been seen in the wild in over 50 years. The only reason we have so many white tigers in the United States is that in 1951 a white tiger was captured in India. That tiger was bred to one of his own daughters, and one of their offspring was brought into this country in 1960. That kind of inbreeding continued because inbreeding gives a higher chance of having white cubs. So, in addition to being a defective gene to start with, the white tigers suffer all of the negative effects of inbreeding. White tigers have zero conservation value. Even the Association of Zoos and Aquariums has taken a stand against breeding white tigers. But as long as people will pay to come see them, thinking they are a rare species, breeders will keep inbreeding to produce them. You can help stop this nightmare of inbreeding by not going to exhibits that have white tigers and educating other people you know about the white tiger.